The Walking Dead begins after the world has ended. It doesn't show us a patient zero. We don't get to watch the world crumble as neighbors, husbands, wives, and children turn into flesh-eating undead. It doesn't show the panic as people flee for their lives, as the army struggles to maintain order, as the world spirals out of control. Fear of the Walking Dead would later fill in these gaps, though the plague's cause never has been revealed. It opens with Sheriff's Deputy Rick Grimes in a hospital room in a small Georgia town. He knows nothing except that the hospital has been abandoned and that he is utterly alone. He will leave that room and that building and will slowly piece it all together. In doing so, he becomes our guide through the land of the undead. Making a believable TV show, or movie for that matter, is akin to performing a magic trick. What you are seeing is not reality. What you are seeing, literally, is nothing more than a series of images shown in fast enough succession that they appear to be moving. We all know this, of course. We are all willing participants in the magic trick. But if it's going to work, it has to be a good one, because audiences today are more sophisticated than ever. Making this trick work on this show involves not only quality writing, acting, and directing, but especially effective special effects. If the audience is going to be scared by the show's zombies, they'd better look really good. People have seen zombies on the screen for decades. Most fans have an entire visual language of them in their heads, what they look like, how they act, why they're dangerous. The Walking Dead has to both speak that language and create new entries within it. It's critical to make viewers believe immediately and viscerally that what they are seeing is real, or at least real enough that they are willing to suspend their disbelief for 60 minutes. Establishing all of that within a few minutes was the goal of the pilot episode's Cold Open, the segment that rolls before the opening credits. It hits effectively on several visual and emotional levels. A police officer drives up an empty road and stops at an abandoned gas station. The visual clues show that people had once camped out there, but they've long since gone. Signs of chaos are everywhere. The cop wants to fill up a gas can and walks cautiously through the camp to the pumps. He hears something. He gets down on the ground to look under a car. On the other side, he sees a pair of dirty feet in filthy pink slippers. They stop, pick up a teddy bear, and keep shuffling along. He walks behind what looks like a young girl in pajamas and a robe. "Little girl," he says. "I'm a policeman. Little girl, don't be afraid, okay? Little girl." The little girl turns around, revealing gray skin, bloody green eyes, and a huge gash around her mouth. The shredded, rotting flesh reveals braces on her teeth. Her clothes are smeared with blood and dirt. She is a zombie, though they are never called that on this show. You can call them walkers or biters, geeks, lame brains, creepers, roamers, rotters, bobbers, skin eaters, infected, wasted, or sombras. The gangster Marco uses this Spanish word for shades in Fear the Walking Dead, and it's a word for the dead that Homer used all the way back in the Iliad. I thought that was a nice touch. She starts growling and rushes for the warm body in front of her. He recoils in horror, but already knows what to do. He pulls his revolver, a massive Colt Python, and shoots her once in the forehead. She falls back and smacks down on the ground, blood draining from the hole in her skull where the bullet crashed through.